Lesson 14. Individuals differ greatly in the degree to which culture shock affects them. Although not common, there are individuals who cannot live in foreign countries. However, those who have seen people go through culture shock and on to a satisfactory adjustment usually agree that the process develops in stages. During the first few weeks, most individuals are fascinated by the new. They stay in hotels and associate with local people who speak their language and are polite and considerate to foreigners. This honeymoon stage may last from a few days or weeks to 6 months, depending on circumstances. If one is important, he or she will be treated as an honored guest, will be escorted, entertained, and given every comfort, and in a press interview will speak warmly about goodwill and international friendship. But this attitude does not normally last if the foreign visitor remains abroad and has seriously to deal with real conditions of life. It is then that the second stage begins, characterized by hostile and aggressive feelings toward the host country. This hostility evidently grows out of a genuine difficulty which the visitor experiences in the process of adjustment. There are house troubles, transportation troubles, shopping troubles, and the fact that people in the host country are largely indifferent to all these troubles. They help, but they don't understand your great concern over these difficulties. Therefore, they must be insensitive and unsympathetic to you and your worries. The result? I just don't like them. You become aggressive. You band together with others from your country and criticize the host country, its ways, and its people. You talk as if the difficulties you experience were more or less created by the people for your special discomfort. If visitors succeed in getting some knowledge of the language and begin to manage by themselves, they are beginning to open the way into the new cultural environment. Visitors still have difficulties, but they take a "this is my problem and I have to bear it" attitude. Their sense of humor returns. Instead of criticizing, they joke about the people and even begin to joke about their own difficulties. They are now on the way to recovery. In the fourth stage, the adjustment is about as complete as it can be. The visitor now accepts the customs of the country as just another way of living. With a complete adjustment, you not only accept the food, drinks, habits, and customs of the host nation, but actually begin to enjoy them. When you return home for a visit, you may actually take things with you. And if you leave for good, you generally miss the country and the people to whom you have become accustomed.